Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to the show. I'm called Kate Burke, and this is episode 4 in the Inner Freedom series. Today we're taking a look at inner freedom and inner peace in an instant. To be discovered. What's presented here are most of the teachings from a profound resource called the Sedona Method, which comes from Sedona, Arizona, and was first discovered by a man called Lester Levinson and handed on to Hale Dwoskin. Whom I learnt the teachings from. The Sedona Method, or myself, doesn't treat, diagnose, cure, or advise on any medical or psychological condition. Now, we have this show in the category of women. We're looking at empowerment, but it's perfectly all right to invite any gentleman along as well, because it's really just about self-empowerment. Okay, let's do a little exercise to begin with. What day is it where you are today? And whatever day it is, just because it is that day, could you give yourself some approval just because it's that day or this day? And this kind of just softens it and opens a little. Whatever's gone on before you got on the call or in the past, you can just invite a more opening. So could you give yourself some approval just because today is the day it is? And could you give yourself a little more approval? And even more than that. All right, that's great. Okay, so let's take a look at inner peace. And you may notice there's a little more evident just from doing that exercise. So what is inner peace, or peace really? But for today, we're going to invite the internal exploration. Well, if we refer to the Sedona Method book written by Hale Dwoskin, he's termed it as... Well, because if we view peace as an emotion or a feeling, it's energy in motion. And the energy is usually calm and quiet. It's clear with mind, totally aware. It doesn't really have need for pictures or thoughts. Now notice that's not saying get rid of all pictures and thoughts. It's the fact that it's calm and quiet. It doesn't have a need for that, even though obviously pictures and thoughts are what is. Life is as it is and all is well. So really this is about what's truth for you. Whatever the information is presented here, this is an invitation for you to discover through this inner internal exploration what's your truth on this. You don't have to believe what's being presented here. What do you experience when you actually allow yourself to delve a little deeper and notice the energy or whatever's arising? Two, it's not a place that you have to get. Knowing this information now, it's like, oh, well, not good enough. I've got to be that. Here's the great news. You already are that. And this is one of the beauties of this resource is that it's all within, and basically if that's not felt, it's just about, well, what can we release to uncover, to discover the peace and even beyond that awareness that you already are. So just by keeping an open mind and an open heart, it can allow this to free up a whole lot faster. It's not really about the words, even though words are used to point the mind beyond itself. So sometimes when there's analyzing of words, it can block. So just keeping the mind open and hard as best can be is really beneficial and can allow the discovery to happen much quicker. This is the fourth episode here. There's been three episodes that have looked at serene joy. What's the source of serene joy? What's the source of serene peace? And what's the source of happiness? Could it be that it's all the same source? It's interesting, Lester Levinson, as mentioned before, when he founded this back in 1952, an engineer physicist, once again referring to Sedona Method book, highly recommended, New Times bestseller by Harold Roskin. He's put emotions or feelings into nine states, ranging from an energy that's not usually a very high energy, right through to the top energy. And strangely enough, the peace energy is the very top of the nine states. He's, just quickly I'll go through this. There's one word he terms ag flap cap, which stands for each of the nine emotional states. Obviously, we don't just have nine emotions. There's a whole, say, there could be 50 different emotions listed under A, apathy, for the beginning of the what it stands for, the acronym, AGFLAPCAP. So basically, the not-so-high energy is apathy, then grief, fear, lack or lust, anger, pride, courageousness, acceptance, and peace. So it's quite interesting. Allow yourself to notice, even when we do some exercises here, how the energy is. Does it feel lighter when that peace is revealed? And so on. Also interesting to note, and this is once again an invitation to discover your truth on it, courageousness, happiness, and also acceptance is... Well, happy is definitely listed under courageousness or courage. Also, love is listed under courage as well. It's not listed as the top emotion according to these nine emotional states. Serenity is under the term peace. So that's just interesting that the peace, because it's clear, is that top emotion. So that's why we're focusing on that today. But once again, you already are that. And this just reveals it even more, as mentioned. From the previous episodes and even now, even when we give ourselves a little approval just on that exercise, just for no reason, you may notice that a question, is that unlimited when that, not so much the approval itself, but even beyond approval, just noticing that quiet, that stillness, that silence, is that unlimited? If we were to say, where does it begin, where does it end? Just another question when we do the exercise further on for you to explore. Tuning into and releasing what's unwanted, simply because we may have a feeling that we don't want to feel that, or we may have a belief we don't want to believe that, so we can release that. We already have that natural ability to do that, so this can enhance it. So that can also, when it's clear, beyond thought, belief, some feelings can block, even the good ones can. When we clear that, I have a term called stuckmissing. Sometimes there's a feeling of stuck. What do we do next? How do we get out of this? So when we release what appears to be in the way, we're unstuckmissing. So it clears it. Now, in my experience from releasing unwanted whatever's arising, I began to notice nature from a whole new level. And I actually put some photos just from traveling to and from human potential trainings, which I highly recommend. They're live retreats, large group trainings, and one-on-one coaching teamed with that can really allow you to come from a deeper truth of who you really are, if like you're already be doing that, but this can open it even more. So I began to take notice of the environment around me in terms of the natural environment, and I put some photos together in an e-book which I hope to take further in order to inspire this self-empowerment, self-realization for safer, harm-free mutual relationships, beginning within, recognizing them. So the question there is, could we also notice human nature from a whole new level? So if you're interested in the book and to support that, please go to Amazon.com. The title is called Noticing Nature's Intriguing Inspiration by Kate Burke. It's an e-book. Now, what we'll do at this moment is experience an exercise which comes from the Sedona Method Releasing. It's a little more advanced, but if you've listened to episodes 1, 2, and 3, you should be quite well open to this. If not, just listen along and see how you go. Keep an open mind and heart. When you do these exercises, we're basically just allowing ourselves to tune into that natural ability that we have to release feelings. As mentioned on a previous call, two of the other ways we cope with emotions, deal with emotions, feelings, is to either express or suppress. So this is another way, releasing. When you do this, general reminder, in the moment now, think of what you did yesterday. Think of something, if you can. Now notice when any thinking is about coming from mind or the head. When we release, can you just notice, take it a little deeper, and notice what's at heart? It doesn't have to be physical heart. It can be just like heart of the matter or heart of what you're aware of. So there's just a difference there. If you can tune into that heart, just take it a little deeper. I'm going to ask some questions, so just answering yes or no is great. Getting into a discussion with yourself, oh no, I don't want to do that one, and oh yeah, yeah, that's right, and just going on to talk it over in your mind, it's not really necessary, just either yes or no, freeze it really quick, so you don't have to converse with it. Be really honest, take the very first thing that arises. That's great. It's there for a reason. It's great it's come up, and because then we can just allow it to free up. Once again, it's not about the words. Words are used to point beyond the words themselves. So getting into what is that word mean and so on can allow it to block. So just noticing the words, moving with them, to point beyond what is the question in the actual moment can be really enhancing. General reminder, any emotion that comes up, it's terrific. You don't have to judge or be disapprove of the self. And just notice that any time that does come up. Sometimes in the past, you know, myself in my experience, I can be judging myself, oh, I shouldn't have done that, coulda, woulda, shoulda. it's all right, whatever's arising, that's great, and just allow it to free up, just energy and motion, that's all emotions are. Also, it's good with this releasing, sometimes we just go, we're going to open to peace and the awareness of the peace, and that's it. Sometimes real steps have to be taken. If you're working on, some people are open to goals or natural steps occurring, it's good to release on those steps too, but taking them is highly recommended. Even if a minimum one day, one step a day is great. which you automatically do anyway. Alright, so with that covered, let's take a look at the exercise. So we're going to begin with the question, what would bring you joy now? Just think of something that would bring you joy for greater good to be happening in the world, greater harmony. Anything that comes to mind. It could be, you could be working on a 30-day goal or a priority goal, could be that. Another way to delve that up is, what's something you'd love to have right now? Just take one thing, and we'll, as best we can, we'll just focus on that one thing that's arising now. All right, hopefully you have something. If not, that's great too. Just welcome that. Okay, so what stands between you and having that now? And if it's good if you take something with a charge to it, something maybe that's unwanted, what stands between you and having that? And so is there any wanting associated with that? And by that, any wanting, is there any wanting approval around that? Wanting to be approved of? Is there any wanting to control that? Any wanting to change it? Any wanting it to be different? Any wanting to make it happen? Any wanting to fix it? Now, when I ask these questions, just notice. You can just say yes or just notice the questions. Is there any wanting to be secure or safer around that? Is there any wanting to be separate from that? Or any wanting to be one with that? And could you just notice any of that or all of that? Could you notice the wanting? Wanting approval, to change it, wanting security, wanting separate, wanting oneness. And could you notice that that wanting is actually not having? So could you just allow that wanting to dissolve and open to what's beyond? Could you let it go just for now? Yes or no is a really good answer. You don't have to let that go, because it will dissolve anyway. And is there any sense of it's personal? Could you welcome the sense that it feels personal if it does? Could you welcome any sense that it's about a you? That it influences you, or that it controls you? Just allow yourself to notice that just for now as best you can. And are you that feeling of it so personal? Or are you that which is aware of that feeling? Now, just a gentle reminder that feelings are energy in motion. So they're energy that moves through. And you may have noticed in your lifetime that there's a whole range, like we mentioned, the 9 different ranges that those feelings and emotions move through. So if we're not the feeling, then we are the awareness of that. So could you just welcome that awareness? Notice the awareness from the heart as best you can. And could you notice that some more? All right, that's great. So you may notice, even though I had to explain some of that, we'll go through that again, but you may notice that it's a little more quiet now. But you can just check and notice what feeling is actually here or even beyond that, and just welcome that. So let's go through that once again, and this time I won't explain it. Just notice what's coming up, and as best you can, could you just allow it to be whatever's coming up? Yes or no is a good answer. Allow yourself to be honest with that. And as best can be, work with the same thing that would bring you joy. So in this moment, what would bring you joy? What's something you'd love to have or a goal you've been working on? And what stands between you and having that right now? Take something with a charge to it, something unwanted, perhaps. And is there any wanting associated with that? Is there any wanting approval? Any wanting to control that? Any wanting to change it? To fix it? To make it happen? Any wanting it to be different? Any wanting security to be safer around that? Any wanting to be separate? Or any wanting to be one? Could you just notice any of that? And could you also notice that wanting isn't having? So could you just allow yourself to let that go and allow it to dissolve? Notice what's beyond. Yes or no is a good answer. And is there any sense of it's personal? Could you welcome or notice that sense that it feels so personal if it does? Could you notice any sense that it's about a you, that it influences a you, or that it controls a you? Could you just notice that as best you can? Whatever is arising, appearing in this moment. And are you that feeling of it's so personal? Or are you that which is aware of that feeling? And could you just welcome that awareness as best you can? Whatever that is for you, just welcome that. Whether it feels quiet, still beyond words, open. Could you just welcome that awareness some more? And even more than that. Right, now you may notice that the mind is a little clear, at peace, at rest. It doesn't mean that it's asleep. It just means that it's clear from thought. And this can be a really profound state from which to, or sense from which to create from, because it's total aware. If that's not the experience right now, that's good too. Always do these exercises until you feel that. So you might, if you want to, you can re-listen to this and repeat that an exercise up to 9 times if you want to. Well, we're just going to end that there, and I'm going to do another one which just takes 2 we're going to take the feeling usually sometimes around something. Even with this, what would bring you joy? It's a sense of, well, we don't have that, so it's still a wanting. And sometimes wanting is just, we don't have it, so it appears to be a lack, not enough. So we're going to take that feeling of not enough, and we're going to take its opposite, enough and abundance. And we're going to move backwards and forwards with those two and allow yourself to discover, in my experience, what happens is that the lesser energy, the lesser feeling dissolves, and even the two feelings can dissolve and reveal that awareness beyond that stillness. All right, so just for now, can you feel into that feeling of what would bring you joy? Is something that we don't, that isn't here right now. It appears to be a lack. So could you just allow yourself to feel that not enough, that lack, as much as you do? And could you also feel into, allow yourself to feel into the feeling of enough, abundance, whatever that is for you, the feeling of having that, what would bring you joy? Could you feel into that feeling of enough, abundance, as best you can? And could you welcome any feeling of not enough as much as you do? Just soften, pause, and open here as best you can. And could you allow yourself to feel the feeling of enough, abundance, as best you can? And can you notice any feeling of not enough as much as you do? And can you notice any feeling of enough, abundance, as best you can? And any feeling of not enough? And welcome the feeling of enough, abundance. And notice any feeling of not enough. And notice any feeling of enough, abundance. Notice any feeling of not enough. And notice the feeling of enough, abundance, and any feeling of not enough, and feeling of enough, abundance. Not enough. Enough, abundance. And could you simply allow yourself to welcome enough, abundance, even more? And can you welcome that enough, abundance, even more than that? And just a little more than that. Alright, that's great. Now you may notice too that it's a little more at rest, at peace, quiet, clear, beyond. anything. All right, now, if you're open to it, any time during the day or evening, you can just allow yourself to simply stop, open, relax, and notice what's beyond words. Even with someone speaking, just as a fun exercise, you may want to notice the space that's between the words that are actually spoken. And welcome that space between, that quiet between. That can be a fun and interesting thing to do. So it's just allowing the natural peace that you already are, which usually is infinite, doesn't really have a beginning and an end when you delve deeper into it at the core of who you are. Allow yourself to discover that a little further throughout the day and evening at any time, really. I do have two ebooks on Amazon, two further ebooks. If you're interested and you'd like to support that, that would be great, because that can allow more free information to be out here and bring more products through. They're titled Opening Inner Freedom by Kate Burke, and another that's $4.95 on Amazon. It's an ebook, so it's instant. The other book is called You Transforming You and Beyond, and that's by Kate Burke as well. So you just type those titles in if you're interested to support that. That'd be great. Now, there's also, you can go to this website I'm about to give you. There is a 64-minute free webinar. It's a PowerPoint presentation with audio, which is an introduction to a one-on-one coaching program which I developed from in unison with what I've learned and my experience of implementing the Sedona Method releasing, which we just experienced, from implementing that in my own life. I put it together to form a 30-day goals program. It doesn't require the services of a coach as such. It's basically, it does have some advanced trainings in it, but it takes it from introducing it as well. So that is free. That's 64 minutes. What isn't free is it comes with audio. There are 4x30-minute audio presentations, but that's not, you won't get that at this website. If you're open to it, that is a purchase, which you'll see at the end of this 64-minute webinar. It has over the two releases that we did today, it has around 20 different releases on it. The audios that go with it, there is 12 of those audios, 12 different ones, which take the releasing even further, so you can free up the past even more, any unwanted thought, belief. It can work really well, really enhance that quickly. Obviously, one-on-one coaching will take it even further, and if you're open to it, if you're interested in this to really discover the truth of who you are even more so, can we notice humankind, human nature even more than we already do? This is what this is all about, as well as working with that priority goal. So the 64 free webinar, and there's also a 7-minute, another release that goes with that, working on similar to what we did today, what would bring you joy, but it'll work with a different way to free that up. And that's a 7-minute video that's also free. So if you go to this website, you can, all you have to do is just leave your email address and your name, and in an instant you'll get the link to where those free webinar and video both are. They're at two different places. Okay, the name of the website is called Empowered True Nature Within. So EMPOWERED, true as in TRUE, nature as in the nature all around us, NATURE, within, WITHIN, dot Weebly, WEEBLY dot com. So http www.empoweredtruenaturewithin.weebly.com. Well, thank you very much for listening. You're welcome, as I said, to invite friends to listen to this. It's about self-empowerment, self-realization, discovering a deeper nature, noticing human nature from hopefully the one of the top emotions that we already are. So noticing what you already are, whole, complete, enough in this very moment is all that's required. So that's over and out for now, and have a great day or evening. Thanks.